All right, so we got to talk about this Boeing thing, this machinist strike.
Yeah.
Everyone's got an opinion, everyone's talking about it,
Right.
and we're going deep on this whole thing today with this WebPro News piece.
Okay.
No end in sight for Boeing strike. Machinists prepared for a long battle. And this is a big one. Over 30,000 workers
Huge, yeah.
walking off the job. I mean, that's,
It's a statement.
yeah, halting production for
It's
some really iconic airplanes.
yeah.
So on the surface, we're looking at workers wanting better pay and benefits.
Mm.
Boeing's dealing with their own money problems. But I don't know, I get this feeling that there's a
Yeah.
lot more going on here.
Oh, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. This is bigger than Boeing.
Right.
This strike, it's like a little snapshot of this huge wave of workers feeling dissatisfied. And the pandemic really brought this to light, made everyone realize how big this problem of income inequality really is.
Yeah.
And it's not just here in the US, it's global.
Yeah. And the thing is with the strike, it's not just grumbling. It's not just complaining. They're taking action. That vote by those machinists, 96% in favor of the strike.
Wow.
That's huge. That's a message.
It is. They are making themselves heard.
Exactly. They are putting it all on the line. These are real people, Corey Hall, Bridget Baker.
Right.
Their stories are in this article. They're putting everything on the line for what they believe in. They want to be able to live.
Exactly. And what they're asking for isn't unreasonable.
Not all.
Better pay, of course, but it's also about healthcare pensions.
Dignity.
Yes, exactly. They want to feel valued for the work they do.
And, we got to talk about the cost of living in that area, the Seattle area where a lot of these workers are.
Right.
That article does not let you forget.
Yeah.
How are these people supposed to afford to live?
It's a serious issue.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of this. It's about basic economic security. They need to be able to afford rent, groceries, just basic living.
It puts their demands in perspective for sure.
Absolutely. It's about fairness at its core.
And on the other side, you've got Boeing, and they're not exactly giving in easily.
Right.
They're definitely digging in their heels. The CEO, Kelly Ortberg, he's talking about these substantial challenges facing the company.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder just how much pressure are they really under here?
Oh, they're feeling the heat for sure. I mean, let's not forget about the 737NX debacle. That whole thing really hit them hard.
Financially and just their whole image.
Exactly. Reputation is everything in this business. And then the pandemic on top of that. Nobody was flying.
Talk about bad timing.
Yeah, it was rough. The airline industry was reeling.
Yeah.
And then you throw in that they're already carrying $60 billion in debt.
$60 billion with a
Bam.
B.
With a B. Yeah. And they haven't actually turned a profit since 2018.
Okay, so they're hurting. I get it. But come on, this strike, the article says it's costing them $50 million every single day.
Yeah, that's got to sting.
It's got to be a breaking point at some point, right?
It's a huge gamble for sure. They're
Yeah.
trying to do these temporary furloughs for other employees just to kind of stop the
Just
bleeding.
to stay afloat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's a band-aid solution at best. I mean, the thing is, you can't build these incredibly complex machines without the right people. And those people are the ones on strike right now.
Yeah, the specialists.
Exactly. They have the know-how,
Yeah.
the years of experience. You can't just replace that overnight.
So you're saying even if they wanted to just cave and hire a whole new workforce,
It's not that simple.
it's not like flipping a switch.
Nope. And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating. The long game here. What happens if this drags on?
Right. What happens if they actually start losing these guys?
Exactly. If they lose those skilled workers to competitors, they might never recover. They might not be able to keep up.
It's like shooting themselves in the foot.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic case of short-term thinking versus long-term strategy. And sometimes the best solution feels like the most painful one up front.
It's a tough pill to swallow, but like you said, they're playing with fire here.
They are. And you know what caught my eye in this article? Something that could completely change the game.
Okay, I'm listening.
Pensions.
Pensions? Really, I thought those were a thing of the past.
That's what everyone thinks. But this analyst, Ron Epstein, he suggests that bringing back pensions could actually be Boeing's secret weapon.
Now that is interesting. Tell me more. Pensions, huh? So you're saying in this day and age, bringing back this old school idea that could be what gives them an edge?
It's a complete 180. I mean, think about it. For decades, companies have been all about cutting costs, making those
Yeah.
shareholders happy. But what if?
What if taking care of your people is actually good for business?
Exactly. What if that's the key to long-term success?
It makes you think. we've been doing it all wrong.
It's possible.
Because when you offer a pension that's not just about money, it's about...
security.
Exactly. Mm. Knowing you've got something to fall back on, that's huge these days, when everything feels so uncertain.
It's about peace of mind. And for a company like Boeing, trying to attract the best mechanics, the best engineers...
the best of the best.
Exactly. A pension could be a game changer. It shows you're invested in them. For the long haul. Not just until the next quarter's numbers come out.
It's about building something together.
Exactly.
And you know what else I was thinking about that article? Mention how most companies ditched pensions because they said they were too expensive. But hold on a second. What if it actually saves them money in the long run?
Now you're getting it. Think about it. If you can keep those skilled workers happy and working for you.
You don't have to train new ones.
Exactly. You reduce those turnover costs. Those training costs start to shrink. It's about playing the long game.
Sustainability.
Right.
Not just for the company, but for everyone.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
In a perfect world. So why aren't they doing it? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer.
Well, it's not that simple. Both sides are pretty dug in right now. The article mentioned those mediation talks went nowhere.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Everyone's losing here. Boeing's losing money every day that those planes aren't being built.
And those workers are struggling.
Exactly. They've got bills to pay, families to feed. It just seems impossible to find that middle ground.
It's tough. For sure. But it all comes down to communication.
Hmm.
Being willing to see things from the other side.
Yeah.
And maybe getting a little creative.
Thinking outside the box.
Exactly. Finding solutions that work for everyone in the long run.
It's bigger than just Boeing, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. This is about the future of work. What does it look like? How do we make it work for everyone?
We've been talking about this Boeing strike, but this is something everyone listening can relate to. It's about wanting a fair shake.
Absolutely.
Being rewarded for your hard work. Knowing that your job, your livelihood is secure. It's something we all think about.
It's a fundamental human need.
And who knows? Maybe this Boeing thing, this is a start of something big.
It could be a turning point.
A wake-up call for companies everywhere. That the old way of doing things, it might not cut it anymore. Workers have a voice, and they're not afraid to use it.
It's about finding a new balance.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, that new balance includes some old ideas, like pensions. Who would have thought?
It's full circle.
This whole thing really makes you think. And that's what we're here for, to dive deep into these stories and hopefully spark some of those conversations. That's all the time we've got for today, but we'll keep following the story as it develops.